In North Carolina classrooms today, students are dealing with far fewer textbooks. Over the last 7 years, state money for books has dropped drastically. Those changes come as more classrooms become more digital friendly. But as Rima Crace reports, the transition won't be cheap or easy.
First, let's take a look at the state of textbooks. Not too far from downtown Raleigh, a man named Drew Fairchild roams a huge warehouse.
It kind of looks like an empty bowling alley, is what it would boil down to, with concrete floors instead of wood floors.
This is the state's textbook warehouse, and on this day, like many others, it's quiet. It's Fairchild's job to process book orders from schools and ship them out. A couple of loads sit near the front of the building, but he says schools just aren't asking for as many books as they used to.
In 2008, we had a ton of them. When the books started coming in, we were doing two or three semi-trailer loads a day.
And now?
You know, we see a truck a week, maybe. A truck every 2 weeks.
Schools don't have the money to buy books, says Fairchild. He pulls out a calculator and begins punching in numbers.
Yeah, 5229, and then divide that by the...
He wants to see just how much less the state has invested in textbooks since 2008.
80%. Yep. 80%.
An 80% reduction. Fairchild says that means the books are not keeping up with changing curriculums.
I mean, here we are saying that we're preparing kids for a 21st century environment, and we got books from 2004.
This is 2003. So that's 12 years old.
In Orange County, 8th grade teacher Jeff Faulkner flips through an outdated science textbook at his school.
There's nothing in here about climate change. Nothing. There's nothing in here about, there's very little about conservation.
Faulkner says the textbooks are like old encyclopedias that sit unused on a shelf. Here in Orange County, school leaders use a quarter-cent sales tax to give most students personal laptops. Older kids can take them home.
We call them a digital textbook. Anyone else who's made any content and put it on the internet, we can vet it, we can flesh it out, and we can decide whether or not we want to use it.
Faulkner says he sends his students almost everything online. Videos, links, assignments. It's how they interact.
We are moving to a digital environment in education all across North Carolina. We're not all moving at the same rate, but we are all moving.
Republican Representative Craig Horn is from Union County. He says the state will officially move away from textbooks and transition to digital learning environments by 2017. That deadline is etched into law.
That would be great if we can get there. It's becoming, that may be a bit elusive, but I don't think we'll miss it by much.
To get there, schools need one thing.
Funding.
Destiny Ross is in charge of instructional technology for Vance County Schools.
All of our teachers, all of our classrooms are outfitted with appropriate resources, but just in terms of what goes in the student's hand, that is our challenge.
In Vance County, only high school and some middle school students get their own laptops, and Ross says they need more money just to keep them up to date. Because the state isn't giving enough, school officials rely on grants and local dollars, which means other areas in education have suffered.
Substitutes.
You don't have as many substitute teachers?
Correct. And that's a sting. It seems minor, I'm sure, to someone, you know, on the outside looking in, but you could tell. We could tell.
There's another big hurdle when transitioning to digital. Amy Walker is the director of technology at Ashe County Schools. She says about 75% of kids have internet access at home. So what about the other 25%?
Exactly. And, you know, if you require it to be digital, then what are we going to do for those kids?
Education leaders say teachers need the right training so students are not at a disadvantage. In their current budget plans, state lawmakers want to put more dollars into digital learning. But it won't be nearly enough just yet to finally ditch the textbooks for tablets. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.